on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. Just gone 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. There could be a potential breakthrough in the Mary Boyle case. It's after Gardaí spoke to two Donegal men who claimed they found a cardigan while they were teens searching for Mary the day after she disappeared. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says there's a real fear that more people in Donegal will be made homeless because the accommodation in which they're living is being sold. He says the homelessness crisis in Donegal is growing on foot of figures released earlier today. The HSE has been warned that unless standards improve at Áras Attracta in Mayo, the facility for people with intellectual disabilities will be shut down. And a senior government minister says the recent crisis may have brought Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael closer together. Owen Murphy believes the arrangement will survive. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15 this afternoon. There could be a potential breakthrough in the Mary Boyle case. It comes after Gardaí spoke to two Donegal men who claimed they found a purple cardigan similar to the one the six-year-old was wearing when she disappeared near Cashelard on March 18th, 1977. The two men found the cardigan on the day after Mary disappeared while they were teens involved in a search. They say they thought the cardigan was seized by Gardaí at that time. Irish Star journalist Paul Healy has been following that case. He was speaking earlier today to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show.
I did check out with sources in the area in relation to whether this had been brought to the attention of the guards, and in fact it has in recent days only, as far as I understand. And so one of the two individuals who have made this claim have actually already made a formal statement to Gardaí in Donegal this week. But I've been told, at least the information as far as I've been told, is this is the first time that Gardaí have ever been made aware of any kind of claim of a find of a cardigan in relation to the Mary Boyle case. They both claim that they were part of a search party. It was actually the following day after Mary Boyle had disappeared, and they found this cardigan out by Lake Colin Kill, which is about half a mile from where Mary Boyle disappeared. And they say that they believe that they reported it to Gardaí when it was found, and that was the last, basically, development. But these two men, they were only very young, in their teenage years at the time. So, as I say, we're talking about 40 years ago here. We're talking about a long time ago. And this is something the guards, at least, I've been told, they're going to investigate it fully and look at every possibility in relation to it.
And that was Paul Healy of the Irish Daily Star speaking earlier today on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says there's a real fear that more people in Donegal will be made homeless because the accommodation in which they're living is being sold. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson was speaking after recently published data revealed that compared to last year, there's been an 11% increase in the number of persons accessing homeless services in the county for the period January to October. 205 adults were forced to access local authority homeless accommodation in Donegal in the first 10 months of the year. In the final week of October alone, the figure was 27. Deputy Doherty says these are serious figures.
With 205 individuals presenting homeless and being put up on emergency accommodation, whether that is in B&B hostels or hotels in the county, since the start of January to the end of October. And what we also see, Donal, is that that trend is getting worse. The figures are up to the end of October, and in the last week of October, we've seen that there was 27 individuals in that week alone that were deemed homeless in the county.
Minister Owen Murphy says he is taking action, but it's going to take time to bring it to fruition. His predecessor in that department, Simon Coveney, said the same thing. The view among people like yourselves appears to be there's a lot of talk of strategy, but very little talk of bricks and mortar.
Well, Donal, listen, look, we put forward amendments, and we're, you know, elected on behalf of the people of Donegal to change laws. We put forward amendments, for example, that you couldn't evict somebody into homelessness. You're selling your house or selling an apartment block or a number of houses that you couldn't actually force the person to leave. Fine Gael voted against that. Fianna Fáil voted against that. And let me tell you, it is happening in Donegal. It is happening in West Donegal. It has happened in recent times. I can tell you that there's a genuine fear, particularly in Letterkenny and its hinterland, that we could see up to 100 individuals evicted into homelessness if this issue isn't gripped with in the near future. There's other things where we need to increase the budget for the local authority so that they can directly purchase houses. It's something that our managers on the ground have done very, very successfully over the last year, year and a half, and they need to be given the resources to do more of that so that we can get houses with a quick turnaround and be able to deal with the homelessness crisis that we're starting to face in Donegal.
Deputy Piers Doherty. The HSE is being warned that unless standards improve at Áras an Tráchta in Mayo, the facility for people with intellectual disabilities will be shut down. A three-year improvement plan was put in place for the centre in 2015 after a primetime programme unearthed disturbing and abusive practices there. Since then, HICWA inspectors have found evidence of institutional abuse where residents were regularly harmed and injured through altercations with their peers. The HSE has been given until February to improve the situation or Áras an Tráchta may close. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly says change needs to come quickly.
The problem with this is a scandal which will be eclipsed by the next scandal, which will be eclipsed by the next scandal. And we have a minister who is firefighting constantly and failing to get ahead of the issues in the health service. In an ideal world, this situation would be so scandalous that it wouldn't be eclipsed and it would be dealt with. But unfortunately, as we know only too well, the next scandal is only around the corner.
The Sports Capital Grants for 2017 have emerged this evening. They've been announced by Minister Shane Ross, with 71 different organisations in Donegal sharing over €2 million in funding. The Lascan Curla Patricope Gallagher is welcoming the grants. He says they'll be of great benefit to their respective communities. However, he says there are many other communities which are disappointed that they didn't receive funding from this round of monies from the Sports Capital Fund. Among the major beneficiaries are Naoimh Podrick in Lifford, receiving €99,500. There are also substantial grants for Airua, who receive €96,000. Also, monies going to Letterkenny Rovers Football Club, Letterkenny Community Centre, Dengad Football Club, the Donegal League, and Ashton Kilcar. There's a full list of the beneficiaries on our website, highlandradio.com. A senior minister says the recent crisis in government may have brought Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael closer together. Owen Murphy dismissed concerns that the confidence and supply arrangement is in tatters. The wide consensus in Leinster House is that there will be an election in the first half of next year. But Minister Owen Murphy says that needn't be the case. He believes the arrangement will survive.
I don't think it's damaged. I think, obviously, there's always going to be a tension between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, insofar as us as party members in the Dáil, that will always maintain. But my impression from what happened over the weekend with the work that the Taoiseach did with Micheál Martin to try and avert an election is that it actually helped strengthen confidence and supply between the two leaders.
Homeowners affected by mica in Donegal have, it's claimed, been left in limbo after an insurance company representing the builders rejected compensation claims. It's understood that Homebond has been in contact with a number of those affected, and while acknowledging that mica is prevalent in their homes, they've decided to reject the claims submitted. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier, Donegal Senator Patrick McLaughlin said this is further evidence that a redress scheme is needed as a matter of extreme urgency.
The state profoundly failed in its responsibilities now to families in Donegal. And what I am saying as a representative for the people of Donegal is that, you know, we need the government, just like they did in Dublin and North Leinster, for the families there, and rightly so. They need to step up now. Are we seriously going to abandon families with houses crumbling around them? We already have.
Okay.
People have moved out of their homes. So what I'm saying very clearly is this issue around home bond is the latest piece of evidence, if it was, any more was needed, that we desperately need a mega redress scheme for the at least hundreds of families in Donegal whose homes are falling down around them.
There have been a number of reports relating to the possible use of key lock jammers in Letterkenny, Bridgend, Lifford and Strabane. These devices send remote signals that stop owners of cars locking and opening the doors. In turn, this may appear to indicate a faulty car key battery. In fact, it means the signal to lock the door has been stopped, which leaves the vehicle open. Police are asking people to check the door handle prior to leaving vehicles unattended. Malcolm Boyd is a specialist in car keys with Northwest Locks in Strabane. He says this week in particular, they've been inundated.
Normally we would have two or three customers in a day getting maybe their car battery assessed or changed. But on Monday, maybe we might have had maybe 15 or 20. And we have a battery tester in the shop, and obviously when somebody comes in, that's the first thing we would do before we would change the battery. We'd obviously test it, see if there's a good signal coming off it. And nearly 99% of the ones that we tried were having a great signal. But we didn't really think too much about it on Monday, but on Tuesday we had a queue at our door at 9 o'clock in the morning. So as soon as that happened on Tuesday morning then, we were, I was tuned in then, and I knew exactly what the issue was, so we informed the police here locally in Strabane, and they have been investigating that since. There has to be, or we are assuming anyway, that there is some criminal element in the town using this key lock jammer.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new O'Neill's Donegal Slaney range in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with colleges action, and it was a mixed day for the LYT sides on the soccer front today. The ladies are through to the quarterfinals off the Kelly Cup after an impressive performance against UCD in Dublin. The Letterkenny side won 4-1 at Belfield. Vanessa McHugh scored twice, with Zoe Green and Lauren Cregan also on the score sheet. It was a different story for the men, however. They lost in the CFAI plate at home. Shane Byrne's side were knocked out of the competition, going down 3-1 to Sligo YT at the Port Road campus. Dean O'Donnell scored their only goal of the game. Next week, the men are away to Maynooth. Should they win there and other results go their way, they could make the league quarterfinals. Everton say Sam Allardyce will be appointed as their new manager later this evening. They've confirmed he'd finalise a deal to take over from Ronald Koeman, who was sacked more than a month ago. Since then, David Unsworth's been in caretaker charge. He'll lead the team for their Premier League relegation clash with West Ham tonight. Allardyce left Crystal Palace in May and suggested he was retiring from club management for health reasons. Former Leicester manager Craig Shakespeare and regular Allardyce assistant Sam Lee will be part of the backroom staff. That game tonight involving Everton is one of six in the Premier League. Manchester City will restore their 8-point lead at the top of the table if they beat Southampton at the Etihad. Pep Guardiola's men will also be aiming for a record 12th successive top flight victory. Champions Chelsea can't afford any more slip-ups. They're at home to Swansea. Saturday's 1-1 draw with Liverpool has left Antonio Conte's side trailing the league leaders by 11 points ahead of tonight's action. Liverpool have the chance to show they can perform on a cold night in Stoke. The Reds will overtake Tottenham if they earn 3 points from their trip to the Potters. Arsenal will hope to cement their place in the top four with a win over Huddersfield at the Emirates Stadium, and Burnley travelled to Bournemouth in another tie. Back to some managerial news. Alan Pardew's been named as the new West Brom boss. The former Newcastle, Crystal Palace and West Ham manager signed a 2.5-year contract earlier today at the Hawthorns. Albion are 16th in the table and haven't won a Premier League match since August. But Pardew has promised to deliver an attacking style of football.
And that's what I'll deliver here at West Brom. And ultimately, hopefully, somewhere along that line, we can get up to sort of 1.5, 1.7 points a game. And I think I've achieved that in the past at certain times at clubs. And that's what I'm going to hope to do here.
In Scotland, Motherwell and Celtic meet for the second time in 4 days this evening when they clash in the Scottish Premiership at Fir Park. Letchamack Awards' Karen McHugh will be captain of the Motherwell side once again. The Hoops, who go into the game with a 3-point lead at the top, won 2-0 in last weekend's Scottish League Cup final at Hampden Park. There's another game tonight as well. Second place Aberdeen go to Rangers. In rugby, Ulster have tied down three of their internationals to new contracts. Rob Herring, Luke Marshall and Kieran Treadwell have all signed fresh 3-year contracts at the Kingspan Stadium. Marshall was the only one of the trio not to see game time in the autumn series that has just ended. In cricket, Scotland got the better of day one of the Intercontinental Cup match with Ireland in Dubai. Ireland were bowled out for 251, with Kevin O'Brien top scoring on 78. In response, Scotland were 37 without loss by the close of play on day one. And finally, tonight, Wednesday, here in Highland, the GA programme with Tom Comack throws in at 8:30. And on the programme, among the guests, will be Donegal's new under-20 manager, Gary McDade, joining Tom tonight on the programme. And that's it, Donal, for the moment. Our next bulletin's tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you, Washing. A Donegal County Councillor has hit out over a change to the school transport policy. Under the new terms, students who participate in extracurricular activities are no longer able to use their school bus tickets for later scheduled bus errands. Services. Councillor Gary Doherty says the minister should revert to the original policy.
It's long been an established practice that students who stay on after school to engage in extracurricular activities could use their school transport ticket to get home on later scheduled services. So this would mean that, for example, students from Castlefin or Lifford who travel to school in Stranorlar and St. Columbus College or Finn Valley College could stay after school and get the scheduled 6:15 bus errand bus back down the road to Castlefin or Lifford. But following reports that I had received from parents and students since the beginning of this school year, I've now been informed that Bus Éireann will no longer accept the school transport tickets on these later scheduled services. And this obviously means now that those children will no longer be able to participate in the extracurricular activities.
And this is a very disappointing revelation for parents, as they want to give their children the best opportunities in engaging in these activities after school.
I think this is a grossly unfair attack on parents of children in rural Ireland. This isn't an issue that will affect people in cities because there are so many transport links there. But for people in Donegal, you've got the school bus, and if you miss the school bus, then there are so few services available to get home from school that unless the parents are able to come to the school and collect their children, then the children simply aren't able to participate in these activities anymore. And I think it's grossly unfair, and it's yet another attack on rural Ireland. And I'm calling on the Minister for Education to make allowances starting from the next school year for these children, to allow them to get these later scheduled services.
Councillor Gary Doherty there speaking to Michaela Clark. Donegal County Council is to carry out a review of car parking charges in the county in the new year. Currently, charges apply in Bunkranagh, the Twin Towns, Letterkenny, Donegal Town, Ballyshannon and Bundoran, with the council considering if other towns are suitable for charges to be introduced. 2 years ago, Councillor Barry O'Neill passed a motion calling for the abolition of charges in Ballyshannon. He says charges are having a damaging impact on the economy, with some people opting to shop in neighbouring areas. He says this is a problem that should be addressed sooner rather than later.
When the traffic warden is operating on a street, people are moving to the next town where there's no car parking charges within County Donegal. They're not going across the border. That's one example. You've had a number of new businesses that have been reopened, a number of businesses on stream to open, but it's been done by people, young people in particular, who are coming back from overseas and are having a go. But you know, there's red tape there that's basically preventing them and holding them back, and this is one of them.
There were 20 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO, 7 of them on emergency department trolleys. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded, with 69 waiting there. Nationally, there were 452 people waiting at hospitals across the country this morning. There are calls on Donegal County Council to remove the internal layout of dwellings and commercial premises from their planning website over fears that burglars could use them to gain access to properties. Councillor John O'Donnell raised the issue at this week's meeting of Donegal County Council in Lifford. The authority has agreed to write to the Department of Housing and Planning to raise the issue. Councillor O'Donnell says there are genuine concerns that this information is too accessible to potential intruders. He's also asking that other local authorities adopt a similar approach.
Yeah, a lot of motion in relation to removing the internal layout of any commercial or private premises or dwelling, for that matter. I think it's very important that the people that has the layout of their own home, that it remains their own privacy and remains within their own brief. And I think in relation to commercial premises as well, it's a real haven for burglars to obtain information on any council website in relation to the layouts and where the back office and stuff like that may be located. So based on today's outcome and the motion being seconded by Councillor Paul Canning, I'm delighted that the council now has agreed to write to the department and to highlight the concerns that we've raised, hoping that that not only Donegal County Council but all councils will adopt this policy to remove the layout documents from the planning applications on their website.
And do you think there is a chance that perhaps maybe burglars have already used this information to gain access to premises?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I think it's an awful intrusion in anybody's privacy. That I think that all applications that have been submitted in the past or even present are all based on more or less the layout of the external premises and the location of the house on a particular site or the commercial premises in terms of road infrastructure leading to it and stuff like that. I've yet to see any application falling down on the internal layout of any particular dwelling or commercial premises, for that matter.
And that was Councillor John O'Donnell. He was speaking there in Lifford. to Catherine Gaffney. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be cold tonight with further showers, some of them wintry, lowest temperatures -1 to 3 degrees Celsius with frost forming and ice on untreated surface. Winds mostly moderate northwesterly. Tomorrow, cold with some brighter sunny spells. Occasionally, showers with sleet or snow in places, mostly on higher ground. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 4 to 7 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate, occasionally fresh and gusty northwesterly winds. The main stories in brief this evening. There could be a potential breakthrough in the Mary Boyle case after it emerged Gardaí have spoken to two Donegal men who claimed that when teens, the day after Mary Boyle disappeared, they found a purple cardigan similar to the one the six-year-old was wearing. The Donegal deputy, Piers Doherty, says there's a real fear that more people in the county will be made homeless because the accommodation in which they're living is being sold. 205 adults were forced to access local authority homeless accommodation in the first 10 months of the year, according to figures published today. In the final week of October, Deputy Doherty says there were 27 individuals accommodated in state-funded emergency accommodation in Donegal. That's an 11% increase on last year. The HSE has been warned that unless standards improve at Oras Atracta in Mayo, it'll shut down, and sports grants are announced, 71 clubs sharing over €2 million. News again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday on the 29th of November. The death has taken place at his home of Harry Doherty, 33 Richmond Crescent, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quickly Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. The sudden death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Margaret Doherty, 35 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock on Saturday, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Newlech Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Relay for Life, Donegal, care of Con McDade and Sons Funeral Director, Letterkenny, or any family member. The death has taken place of Patsy Barr, late of Treve na Cille Moville, formerly of Cooley Moville. His remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Premises, Cooldaff, with removal at 5:30 this evening to St. Columbus Church, Ballinacrae, arriving at 6 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Brooke Douse, Ballybose Falcara, formerly of England and Dublin. Funeral service in Ray Montardoni Church, Falcara, tomorrow Thursday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Clondahorky Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Letterkenny Dialysis Unit, care of any family member, or Harkin Funeral Directors, Creasla. The death has taken place at his residence of John McLoone, Mill Road, Glenties, formerly of Glasgow. His remains are reposing at his residence at Mill Road, Glenties. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Inquiries to James McGuinness, Funeral Director, Glenties. We'll be right back.